Many of the immigrants arriving in Sauk Prairie were refugees from a failed revolution in what is now Germany.
We generally categorize this group of people as 48ers, people who came over because of the revolutions in Central Europe in the late 1840s.
Eduard Schroeder led a movement to reject the authority of the church and give individuals the freedom to develop their own religious thoughts.
He had been pastor of a church for 5 years in what is now Central Germany. He had been expelled from Germany, officially expelled. He was declared an alien and sent away.
Schroeder helped to establish a Freie Gemeinde, or free-thinking congregation, in Sauk City.
He was kind of the eminence among free thought leaders. This guy could have gone anywhere in the United States, so why did he stay here? He met a 23-year-old member of the group, Elise Kunradi Grapel. Her husband had died young. They got married in the spring. He took over the leadership of the congregation in June. So I like to think it was love. It was just love. And the congregation grew quite rapidly. It was founded by 89 German-speaking people, signed the foundation papers.
For 35 years, Schroeder led the Free Thinkers, who welcomed residents of all faiths to Park Hall, the scene of countless lectures, concerts, and celebrations.
They really built it as a community space. They put in a stage, which has been the scene of many theatrics. The hall itself can seat easily 150 people. It's in a 2-acre park. It was the first park that was platted in Sauk City when the congregation bought it. They wanted it to serve their community. But I think the reason they flourished here and succeeded as much as they did, I mean, we're the only Freie Gemeinde left in the United States, there were once 75, is because it was a small community. And these were neighbors, and you had to get along. It was the frontier. It wasn't easy for anybody. You had to get along.